Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Parak Tes Zayin of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So the Mishnah talks about how to identify a dead body so that the wife can get remarried. Ein mi'idin ela al partzuf panum imachotem. Witnesses can't testify that they saw a man that's dead unless they saw the form of his face with the nose. If they didn't see the face or the cheeks, the forehead or the nose is not intact, then they can't be sure that it's actually the same body. Unfortunately, this comes up all the time when chayalim, Rachman al-Tzlan, are killed in battle. So sometimes, you know, there are explosions and fires and things like that, that it's not so easy to identify the remains. So even if there are other identifying marks on his body or on his clothing, it's not enough. You need to see the person's face. Obviously, nowadays we have questions about the admissibility of DNA evidence and dental records and things of that nature, and that's what we rely on very often. They can't testify that a guy is dead unless they saw that he's actually dead, not that he was just, you know, very, very ill or dying. Even if they saw that he was cut by a sword or hanging from a gallows and the wild beasts were eating him, if they didn't see him die, they're not allowed to testify. Their testimony is not enough to allow the wife to remarry. They're not allowed to testify about the identity of a dead body unless they saw it within 3 days of when the person died. Once it's more than 3 days old, it's decomposed to the point where it's not so recognizable. What if the body was in a freezer? Meaning, you just have to see if you're able to recognize it or not. Sometimes the corpse can decompose quicker, and sometimes not as quick. So you have to just assess each case independently. Now, Mishnah Dal talks about someone who was lost in a body of water. Nafalamayim, if a man falls into a body of water and we haven't seen him since, bein sheyesh lahen sof, whether there is a visible shoreline on the other end of the water, bein sheyen lahen sof, or whether it's an ocean where you can't see the opposite shoreline, ishta asura, his wife is not allowed to remarry because it's possible that he's still alive. If there's no visible opposite shoreline, he could have come up on some island somewhere, and the witnesses just didn't see it. And even if there is a visible shoreline, so he couldn't have come out without being noticed, it's still possible that he survived in the water for a very long time, and after the Eidim weren't looking anymore, he then washed up ashore, swam up ashore. Amar Rabbi Meir, everything we said until now is the sheet of Rameir. Rameir now says, I'll show you a Maisa to show that a person can actually survive such a thing. Maisa be'echad shenafal lebar hagadol. There was a person that fell into a large bar that was full of water. Va'ala la'achar shloshi yamim. And he came out alive after 3 days. So you see that it's possible for a person to survive in water for quite some time. 3 days. So even if a guy falls into a body of water where it's where the shoreline is visible, it's Maim Shiyeh himself, and you didn't see him come out, you still have to suspect that maybe he's alive. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rameir. He holds that if a guy falls into a body of water where it's Yeshlem Sof, where you see the other side, so we do presume to be dead if you didn't see the guy come out on the other side. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'suma Shiar Litbol B'Ma'ara. There was a particular blind man who went to be Tovel in a pool of water in a cave. V'yarad Moshcho Acharav, and his guide went after him, and they both stayed in the water long enough that they would have died. So even though they never found the bodies, we see in Hashem, Chum allowed their wives to get remarried, because if a person falls into a water where you know where the shore is and you're able to see it, and he doesn't come out, he doesn't emerge from that shore, so then you can assume that he is dead. Rabbi Yossi agrees, but that if it's a Mayim She'en Lemsof, where you can't see the shore, V'shuv Ba'a, there was another story that happened in Asia, where the person was lowered into the sea on a rope, and they tried to bring him out, and they only pulled out a leg. So if a leg was cut above the knee, so then the wife could remarry, because there's no way he would be able to survive such a wound. Obviously, if a shark bit off his leg above the knee, but if the leg was cut below the knee, she can't get remarried, because he might have survived such a wound, and since he might have come up at the on some island somewhere that it's not visible to the naked eye, we have to assume that maybe he did, maybe he's really alive. So to review what we learned today, In Mishnah Gimel, we said you can only be made about a person's death if you see his face with his nose, and seeing simanim on his clothing or on his body are not enough. A testimony that a man is dead has to be that you saw that he's dead, not just that he was badly wounded. And we have machlokas tanaim, whether you're allowed to be made about seeing a dead body if it was dead for more than 3 days. Tanakam says no, but then it's too much decomposed. And Rabbi Zman Baba says it really depends on the circumstance and how quickly the body was decomposing. In Mishnah Dalet, we said if someone falls into Mayim Sheyesh Lensof or Shein Lensof, either way, the wife is not allowed to get remarried, according to Rabbi Meir, because you have to assume that the guy might have survived, and Rabbi Meir even had a story to back that up. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, there was a story of a blind man that went into a cave, and his guide also went into the cave, and they never came out, and they allowed the wives to get remarried. But if it was Mayim Shein Lensof, then even Rabbi Yossi is moda that he might have come up at the other end. Unless we pull up, we see that his leg was severed above the knee, then we know he never would have survived such an injury, and then you can assume that he's dead and his wife is allowed to get remarried. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, tomorrow, we will continue in Perek Tazayin with Perek Tazayin Mishnah Hei.